You ever wondered why there's so many Texans fans at road games? I mean, we understand, yeah, they're at NRG Stadium all the time when the Texans are playing there, but on the road? Find out the intricate and interesting history of the traveling Texans.
And that's going to do it. The Texans get the job done. They beat Cincinnati 19-13 and move on in the postseason to take on the Patriots next week.
At the end of the 2011 season, when we won our very first postseason game ever, we all came back out into the parking lot, and the idea of going to Baltimore to see that game just started to rise up among all of the fans. And that day, the day before the Baltimore game, in January of 2012, we ended up with over 200 people. Fans want to go to another city and support the Texans. And so it was that offseason then, going into the 2012 season, that we put together more plans, and it's been great ever since.
Our goal for the away games is to make it feel as much as a home game as possible for the fans that travel. So the day before meeting up, if we can, having something before the game, and even trying to get fans to sit together at the game.
So last year, of course, the entire NFL noticed when we all went up to Dallas, and that game was absolutely phenomenal. On our event page itself, we had over 2,000 people, but we know there were at least 10,000 people there.
So not every game's going to feel like the Dallas game, but we want to get as close to that experience as possible for our fans.
Of course, starting with 200, when we thought that was huge in Baltimore, going to thousands and thousands in Dallas, I think we've really come to a place where this can maintain and, you know, sustain itself for a while. As long as Texans fans want to go to away games, I think we're able to provide them with an itinerary and meetups and opportunities to enjoy themselves.
The Hard Knocks experience for the Houston Texans has been fascinating. So we caught up one-on-one with Matt Dissinger, the director of it all.
My job is to document what happens here. Once we pretty much shoot everything. We're in training camp. If there's something that occurs at training camp, we're shooting it. The editorial side may be a little bit more challenging. Certainly we work with the team, Coach O'Brien, to make sure that, you know, we don't put them at a competitive disadvantage. We screen the show with the team to make sure none of that kind of stuff gets out. You know, Coach O'Brien, he runs a tight ship. It's very disciplined. Not to say that others, you know, camps I've been in aren't disciplined. But, you know, he has a very clear plan of what he wants to do. And you can see that trickle down from, you know, every meeting that you're in to every practice that we attend. And we have a pretty good idea of, you know, the majority of stuff that'll be in the show. There's a lot of communication between myself and Ken Rogers, who heads up the editorial on New Jersey side. It's a 350-to-1 ratio of footage shot to what's used. So the 1 hour you'll see in the show, there'll be 349 that didn't make it. Now, a lot of that stuff can be carried over. You know, we might see some stuff that occurred in the previous weeks, but it's a pretty high ratio. I mean, that's kind of, you know, what makes Hard Knocks great is skimming that top layer of excellent stuff off of all the footage we document.
All right, good stuff there. And you know what's even better than that? When you give a veteran a mortgage-free home. That happened recently to Kevin Bone, and we found out all about it.
To see the foundation, to have seen the walls go up, eventually to see the roof up, to have come the first day when we did the groundbreaking ceremony, and then all we had was just sand. It was flat. There wasn't anything. And to know that we get to sleep tonight, to see, you know, sleep forever on in a place that was built with so much love and dedication, we are just so truly thankful.
There's no words to describe. I mean, you can't even imagine what we think. I mean, it's unreal. It is so beautiful, and we're just very grateful.
Chief Warrant Officer Bone and his wife, they've sacrificed more in their life than any one of us could even imagine giving just for our freedom, right? And it's such a special time and event. This is the least we can do for such a great family.
It's just fantastic. Their whole life has been changed today, you know, and for the sacrifices and everything that Kevin and his wife has been through over the last 13 years, 7 deployments, we just can't thank them enough.
most importantly, the way the Texans organization is involved with this. I mean, we are grateful. I mean, to be back home in the state of Texas and to be here in Houston with an organization that is as professional as they are, it's great. And I'm so great to be affiliated with the Texans now in this manner.
Well, cue up the sad, somber music, because this is the last Texans 360 you're going to see in a long, long time. But don't worry, Texans Late Night is starting up next Saturday night in the very same time slot on this very same channel. We thank you all for watching this Texans 360 and the ones that came before it. For Joe Amaral behind the camera, for Claudia Castillo cutting this up, I'm Drew Doherty, and we'll see you around the bend.
But I did hear that people have kept a count on the swears. In fact, I probably would blame John McClain. I don't know if he's here, but he probably started that swear count on social media, whatever it is. But what I'd like to do is this, is I think there's a jar here or a container here. We're going to call this the swear jar. The Houston Texans Foundation will be happy to know that I'll be making a personal donation to account for all the swearing during Hard Knocks. I'd like to attest that to most of the players out there, but I think this jar should really cover the entire team, and I promise you from here on out, there's only 4 days left. I'm going to really try to watch my tongue and not swear.